You're listening to TPV Virtual Radio. It's live right now on the Psalmist Voice of the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Test, test, one.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time once again for the exclusive interview. It's time to bring that smoke. This woman of God is CTX's own. She has been a trendsetter, a media mogul, professor, playwright, minister, you name it. She probably has the hats to prove it. This woman of God is multi-talented, to say the least. Her new stage play, Prodigal, is coming soon in November. Again, this woman does it all. And I don't have all the time to name all of it, but rest assured, after this interview, you will know who she is. Ladies and gentlemen, the exclusive interview proudly presents Carrie Ann Zamar. Let's go! I knew you would. I said, I didn't say anything to you on purpose. So I said, I hope when she gets on here, she don't fall out her seat. But I know you're big on stage plays. You're big on the big pop. Well, I hope this was big for you. So yeah, that's what this platform's all about. And ladies and gentlemen, you already know who this lady is. She's no stranger to the Samus Voice family. She's been here numerous times, even when we was all the way back at Blog Talk Radio. She's been on our platforms, and I'm so grateful and honored that you followed the journey, not only for what we do as a ministry, but what you're also doing for doing the plays that you do, getting the most awesome people to come and be a part of your vision, and just seeing how everything's just coming together. It's nothing but God, especially in this season. So much change, so much stuff. But see, we got to keep our ears to the plow. And when we do that, even though life might look crazy, we can still know that God is still whispering in our ear. Even though we may not feel it, even though we may want to just say, you know what, I had enough, I'm done with all this stuff, let me go ahead and do my other stuff. I already got a whole bunch of other stuff I'm doing, so let me just put this to the corner. But see, when it comes to God stuff, I'll put it in plain English. When it comes to God stuff, God's going to tell you something different. And he's going to keep pulling you back and pulling you back, and you adding all this extra stuff to the backpack. And he's like, did I tell you to stop? No. So I'm going to have you come, slow yourself down, and come right back, because I ain't done with you yet. See, that's the type of God we serve. I know that for a fact. But welcome to this new platform. It's called the Exclusive Interview. Now, I do have to platform is not your typical artist or entrepreneur or business owner showcase. Now, I do not apologize for the Holy Ghost showing up and showing out. So I got to let you know right now, because we have a tendency to get a little, as they say, churchy in the media, and what we do. Oh, they being churchy again. Well, I got to kind of be politically correct to those that are watching, because they don't understand Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost revival. They don't understand that stuff. So I got to keep it. Yeah, I got to keep it, you know, yeah. I got to keep it real green leaf like. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean to say that, guys. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Let's get serious. You're a busy woman, and I don't want to keep you too long. So, you already got fans already. What's good? That's my boy Trey Bell. What's good, brother? He's already representing And, of course, I got to give honor to your pastor, of course, Dr. Lincoln Coffey, and also to the assistant pastor, April Coffey, as well. God bless all of you. Open fire. What's good? Man, that's a whole nother show, whole nother time. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. All right, here we go. Now, we normally have two icebreaker questions and five very easy, no sweating bullet questions. They're real easy. We're not going to embarrass you or none of that because that's not how we roll. So, well, see, you're from the Caribbean, so I expect that from you. I'm just saying. So, anywho, that's a whole nother story, y'all. Another show, another time. All right. Well, here we go. Now, Miss Carrie Ann, what is your title or titles with an S? Because, like I said, I couldn't read them all. So, can you please give the people just a nice package of what you all, I mean, you do a lot. So just try to give them a little bit without giving them that that freeze that you get when you suck that Slurpee at 7-Eleven. You suck it up too quick, you get a brain freeze. Yeah, so please don't give our viewers a brain freeze, but try to tell them as best as you can, what is your title? You have the floor. See, I told you, you couldn't get it on one hand. I'm just saying. So I was right, y'all. I was right. Now, so please don't DM me. Are you being so mean to Carrie? No, this woman has a lot of hats. I'm just saying. I'm just trying not to take all the time reading this woman's acclimate of what she's accomplished and achieved. I'm just saying. I'm trying to give y'all a break. Just saying. But anyway, let me stop. All right. Well, I already put the cat out of the bag, and you've already done it already. You've worked on numerous and written and produced numerous stage plays that have made impacts. Now, I can't name them all again, but I do know of the one that I just put the cat out of the bag with your promo package. It's called Prodigal. Now, personally, I like that one. I'm just saying. It speaks to me a lot, being that guy, being that one that's been, you know, just overlooked. We see you, but Chris, I'm sorry, I didn't see you there. But see, again, that's a sidebar. But can you give the family a little bit of backdrop on Prodigal? What made you decide to work on this particular project in this season? You have the floor. Wow. Yes. Amen. That's just what God is just calling his people for. We got so caught up on so many individual things that this season of pre-COVID, mid-COVID, post-COVID, and OT in COVID, or overtime, that's what I like to call it, just to try to keep it funny, but it's a serious matter. But understanding that what God is doing in this season is not about you. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what car you drive, what house you live in. God is looking at our heart posture. And you said it. See, he is looking for our heart posture to be reset. Now, some of us have built this thing called religion. Well, I have a problem with religion because religion only works if you work it. Uh-oh. See, we're going to start already. Now, when you have relationship, that's a whole nother ball of wax. Now, in religion, you can say all the cliches, do all the works. You could do all the things that make yourself look blessed and highly favored. But on the inside, you got some mess going on. And we have lost our first love, one, to our father, two, to each other, and three, see, let me stop. See, because we're going to get kicked off of Facebook again. See, we got to understand something. We get so caught up in so much superficial stuff, even in some, not going to say all, some of our churches, we get so caught up in what you look like, what you drive, what your salary is, how much you gave, so forth and so on, that we're not even looking at people's heart posture. People are so messed up in here, and you know what I'm, you're a therapist, you know exactly where I'm going. See, people have built so much facade that it's starting to crack at the surface. See, and when it's cracking at the surface, it's exposing you. See, you put all this stuff to keep yourself from getting hurt, keep yourself from whatever it is, and now there's a crack in it. And everything is starting to go right in that crack, and you can't handle it. Why? Because you were never built for it in the first place. Oh, that's messed up. How could you say that? Well, let me explain myself. See, we got so busy building our outside and making sure we looked blessed that on the inside we got so much mess in our stuff that we've never went back and rebuilt our heart posture in the first place. We know all the scripture. We've done all the stuff, but we never looked in the mirror. We never looked in the mirror and said, you know what? I don't look like I feel. Look, y'all may think, just because you see y'all list, y'all think I'm this and I'm that, but you don't know what I'm dealing with right now. Oh, girl, please. Oh, man, please. You on TV. You on all these different platforms. You doing all this stuff. How can you sit here and tell me that you going through stuff? You on public spotlight all the time. Let me tell you something. Now, I may not have been on many platforms, at least not yet, but I understand one thing. See, people think what they see. They don't go by their spirit. See, they look at what they see on social media, on TikTok, on Instagram, on all this stuff. They even go to your stage plays and be like, oh, wow, man, that production, they look so deep. Wow, those men and women, they just marinating in the Holy Ghost. You don't know what they've been through to even be on that stage. One, two, you don't know what they've been through just to clean their self out, to be in character, not only to be in character, to be an impact, but sometimes that character is speaking to them. See that y'all don't want to get real with me tonight, but that's okay. I'm used to that. See, when you do anything, stage plays, preaching, production of shows, you know exactly where I'm going. You are constantly being pulled 3, 4, 5 different directions. So when did we have time to recharge, reboot, and reintroduce to our first love? COVID is what did it. Now, for some of us, we didn't get the memo, Carrie. Some of us waited until we say, all right, we can reopen now. And we just went right back and did the same old stuff. Oh, the same stuff. And exactly. And this is why folks now is tripping up in OT, COVID, because you're not going in the new wave. You're still stuck when or before COVID hit. You had to stop in your tracks all in shock. Oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? So you just stayed there in shock for 18 months like this. You really... Yes. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. No. Man, that's why I was a little shocked. Because, see, here's a funny one, y'all. Since y'all think I'm always serious all the time. Here's a funny one, right? Now, I happen to be graced to go to Open Fire 2 Sundays ago to support a local artist here in Trayshawn Bell. And I heard this voice coming out of the congregation, right? Now, I'm like, wait a minute. That sounds like, nah, that's not. I said, is Carrie Ann in the sanctuary by any chance? They said, yeah, she's about to get ready for the show. I said, really? I said, okay, let me peek in. Now, mind you, for people that understand stage lights, you can't see all the way back there. You can only see like a couple of feet that are in front of you. If you're in the front row, then you can see. But not somebody that's saying, hey, Carrigan, how you doing? She had no clue who was saying hi. She was like, well, who is this guy saying my name? No, you were, because she was very professional, y'all. She could have been like, security, please get this guy out of here. But I said, you know what? No, let me run up here real quick and say hi. Now, I ran up, and I ran. Now, if only I know my backstory. Now, I couldn't run a couple of years back. I was pretty messed up. But I ran to the front row. I said, hey, Carrie Ann, it's me, the psalmist. She looked at me like, wait a minute. Did you have hair before? I can't remember. You was a little smaller last time I saw you. I can't put two and two. I said, the psalmist voice. Then she was like, oh, the psalmist. And then it all hit her at once. It was funny, y'all. See, I had to be there. It was funny how the whole, they should have caught that on camera. That wasn't acting. That was no chaser. That was just straight, raw talent going forth by both people that do this thing on a regular. Just saying, but it was funny to me. We exchanged numbers, and here we are. So I had to say that story because it was funny. And a lot of people think I'm always going ham, being tall, serious, telling people off and all. No, I don't tell people off. I just tell it like it is. In the industry, whether you're in the arts, whether you're in the music, whether you're in radio, there's this thing called entertainment that seems to hover over our community as believers. Now, coming from a playwright and someone that is in the entertainment business, quote unquote, here's the question that everybody likes to answer in different ways. Now, when it comes to the industry, do you find yourself doing ministry in an entertainment-driven field or genre. Yeah. Yes. Because that was a very good answer because, see, this is what I had to learn as I'm growing. I have a passion for ministry. There's no doubt about it. But I also understand that there's a business side. And what I'm learning more and more as I grow, things are starting to get a lot more intense, which requires me to not only be strong in the ministry aspect, but also be strong on the business aspect. Now, I'm not saying be so focused on the green that you forget your call. That's not what I'm saying. And see, most people can't balance the two. And I'm sorry to say it. Y'all can DM me later. I'm used to it. But all I'm saying is we end up doing one and leave the other hanging, or we're doing all ministry, and then we close in 6 months. So, exactly. So you have to have a balance. Now, here we go. Here go these church folks talking about money. See, we always get this taboo. Now, it's just like when you own a home. You have to pay your mortgage, correct? You have to pay your taxes, correct? So whether you're saved or not, those two key components need to be done. If not, whether you're saved or not, you'll go into foreclosure and your taxes will be out the wazoo, and then you got a problem. Then your county will end up taking your house because you ain't pay your taxes. So again, whether you are saved or not, those two key components have to be done in decency and in order. Now, I've never been the one and never been a big fan of this money stuff. I'm still not. But I understand the principle. There's a principle behind it. And in order for you to allow things to run smoothly, you have to at least do the principle. You may not agree to it. You may feel some kind of way about it, which I do sometimes. But you have to do the core values of it. You have to do the base of what it is. But that's enough about money, because they unleft us because we talking about money. Here come these church folks. They waiting for our Cash Apps to go on the screen next, Gary. let me stop. All right. Number three. What skills are necessary for a person in your position? This is a good one. Woo. Mm-hmm. Since we're talking about the play, we'll narrow it down. So a guy that doesn't have any experience whatsoever can just come and say, hey, I just want to try out and see if I can do this thing. I know there has to be some skill set in place, even though auditions are open and I get the whole process, you got to have something. So when you are doing auditions and when you're preparing for a new show to take birth, what are you looking for? Is it different in each project, or it's all the same? You have the floor. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we know one. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Exactly. Well, I think that's one thing I have not done yet. And people have been telling me for years, okay, now you did the radio thing. Now you're doing this camera stuff. Why don't you just be an actor? I said, nah, I'm not. Yeah, of course. I guess I'm going to just take that leap of faith and just do it. Hey, oh, well, then, I mean, I'm no comedian. I mean, I'm probably grade one or two at best. My jokes aren't all that funny. But I have the, you know, little facial expressions and hand gestures so I can make a corny joke seem funny, if that makes any sense. Anyway, all right, let's try to get through this stuff. All right, what do you think about theater and the body of believers? How does that compare? Yes. Oh, well. Oh, come on, 46. Sheila. I agree. See, what's so funny when you said come try out, I was always picked to be in all the church plays, all of them, every single one. And I would run because, see, I would get nervous because, see, I get this thing where I memorize my scripts, but as soon as the light hits, I forget. It's like I didn't even study it. I don't even know what to say. It's like they call it kind of stage fright in a way, but as I grew older and then I started singing, that became a lot more comfortable in not having the fright. So now I used to sing. I was embarrassed on national TV. You didn't know that story, but yeah, I auditioned for the show Sunday's Best back in 2000 and something. Was when it was at the Potter's House. So pretty much I sung before Kim Burrell, Donnie McClurkin, and Yolanda Adams. I didn't even have 3 seconds. And Donnie McClurkin says, up, stop. And I'm trying to sing Amazing Grace. Now, mind you, I come in there like all 5,000-6,000 people that wait for 10 hours just to go in there. You got to go through all this hoops just to even go on the main stage. That's one. So I made it on the main stage and I was able to be blessed by singing in front of these guys. Now, what I was told, I was like, you sound too churchy. Now, listen, just like a lot of amateur singers, they think this is an amateur show where amateurs are being picked up. Now, I was blind to the fact that I signed a contract that says Black Entertainment Television Entertainment. Now, mind you, as I understand later, that component of entertainment has to be there in certain things, like doing runs and key changes and whoa, and all that stuff you hear, so you can get people's hair raising. Now, I didn't sing like that. I sung from the heart. Now, I know how to hold a note. I'm not horrible, but I didn't do all that. So I didn't start my song with all these runs to get to the main chorus. No, I didn't do that. I just sung the song, and I tried to scale it, but I didn't have time for that. So he says, "Up, stop." So him and Kim Burrell, make a long story short, him and Kim Burrell start laughing uncontrollably. They just laughing and laughing and laughing. And Yolanda's looking at them like, "What is wrong with you two? This is, oh, my God. Oh, this is so fun." And it has to be a no for me. I'm sorry. You know, it has to be. No. But that is what catapulted this. That's, and what Yolanda told me that day made me even more, gave me a more of a fire. She said, "There's no doubt that you have the talent. You got all the way up to the main stage, and there's thousands of people that were standing outside. There's no question. You have the presence, you have this, you have this, you have that." But she gave me technical tools for singing. You have to attack the song. You have to do this, do that. And I said, "Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much, Yolanda. Thank you very much for that." She was the only one that didn't laugh. And she's the only one that gave me sound advice, which I took all the way up to present day. I don't sing anymore, but I take my passion for music as a psalmist and get to interview great people like Jokia, like Titus Showers, like all these awesome people that's been on this platform. And I give them my embarrassing moment and to give them what I didn't get. Because, see, people like that, we look at, we idolize them, we make them into bigger than life. And then, yeah, and that's what I understood. I said, "They're just people. This is entertainment. I was part of the blooper meal. It's okay. I'm good with that." So I said all that to say this. So this is why I love what I do. This is why I have a passion for what I do. I get to meet awesome people from all over the place. And it's nothing but God that's got me here. And I know it's going to be a whole lot better than this. But I am humbled enough to say that I'm not the pilot of this ship. I'm the co-pilot. So I don't have to get my head all big to somebody to tell me this and that. I had a bunch of naysayers. And speaking of naysayers, we got a lot of that in what we do, Carrie. We get a lot of those folks that like to hang in the background and watch you fail. So what can you say to someone that's inspiring to be a playwright? Playwright, an actor, anything in the arts. What can you tell them that could keep them focused on doing what you do and do it with excellence? You have the floor. Wow. Ooh. Oh, my. Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen this from how you roll. And Tyler Perry is a very good example of what you mimic. You mimic hard work. You constantly get better year after year. And you don't allow people to tell you that this ain't that, or this ain't this. This ain't churchy enough. This is too worldly. This is too this. This is too that. You stay in your lane. You know what God told you, and you allow what God is giving you, and he cultivates that as you grow year after year after year. So I like the way you roll with these plays because, see, one, you're not too churchy, for lack of a better word. You give real situations, real problems, and sometimes the church can't help you with that. I'm just being real. Especially in this season of COVID, we had to learn how to depend on God for real, for real. We couldn't call pastor. We couldn't call first lady. We couldn't call the ministry staff. We couldn't call none of that. We had to call Jesus. Just saying. Exactly. See, everybody had to deal with themselves. See, this is why I love this season we're coming out of. Yes, we still have to be careful. I get that. But what we are birthing, not the singing aspect of stuff, but in playwriting, in everything that we do. Anyone that has the anointed hand, anointed ear, anointed voice, doors are opening that normally wouldn't open. I shared this a couple of shows ago. There are holes that are in the iron curtain, even in acting, even in screenplays, there's an iron curtain. And there you can only go but so high, and you can only do but so much. But in this season, there are holes in the iron curtain, and the people like yourself are going right through the holes. And people are like, what in the world? Carrie Ann, wait a minute. Were you that playwright in Killeen, that little town over there in Texas? Yeah, and what are you doing here? God? What do you mean, God? Oh, you're one of those. Well, you could say I'm one of those, but what I did, I made sure I got in my co-pilot position, and I allowed the pilot, which is God, take me here. It ain't nothing I did. All I did was be obedient. That's all I did. And we just kept going to city, country to country. And then next thing I know, I'm sitting with you. Hey, Tyler, how you doing, man? Oh, we were just having a conversation. I'm sorry. God took me from here to here. But my point is this. God is doing some stuff. And he's not doing it the conventional way that we normally do the things, all the hard work ethic. We don't have to work as hard as long as we get out the way and let God do it. Make sure we do it in excellence, of course. Make sure it's done in decency and in order, of course. But God's going to do the rest. All that heartache and you losing your hair and all this nonsense, all that unnecessary stress. I had to lose it. I'm sorry. I tried to keep it. It just ain't worked for me. Just saying. But anyway, I got one more question. And, of course, people want to know how to get in touch with you. I have some information. I'll put it on the screen in just a few minutes. But here's the last question, the serious one. So if you could change one thing about the industry, with the wave of a magic wand, what would that be? Yes. Wow, see, she all up in my notes, y'all. See, I was just about, she all up in my notes. She must have sent somebody over here in the studio to get my notes. But, yeah, I was just about to say that. But there's no need to expound that because you've already hit that. So, Carrie Ann, can you please tell the family how they can get in contact with you? Now, I do have a little bit of information on the screen. I don't know if that's correct, if it's correct, if it's not correct, if it's something I'm missing. Please tell the family. Oh, everything's correct. Amen. Well, you see the information on the bottom of the screen. And of course, we're almost done here. But of course, we have our cliffhanger of all cliffhangers, the final question. Dun, dun, dun. All right. Carrie Ann, before we go, what does Carrie Ann like to do for fun? This is why people shouldn't judge a book by its cover, because just by the way you look, it's like, oh, she always doing something. Oh, she's always busy. And when can I ever get a chance to talk to Carrie? She just so, oh, my God. See, you can't, this is my point. You can't judge a book by its cover. Who would have thought? You're an extrovert. No, there's no way, introvert, excuse me, there's no way that can happen if you're in front of people, you're acting and all this stuff, you're a professor. How in the world? That makes no sense. Well, you'd be surprised when you're on camera all the time, when you're in front of folks all the time, when you're mentoring folks, teaching folks, all the time you are in the front. The best therapy for you is just to be in the backyard, bouncing on a trampoline, drinking some nice Caribbean tea and lemonade, all that stuff, fruit punch, whatever it is. That's the best therapy, just saying. See? I'm just saying. See, y'all don't understand, no. Yeah. Oh, we supposed to always be on the camera all the time. No. Sorry. So, anywho, Carrie Ann, go ahead. See, okay. Now, I know you got to go, but I wanted to say this one thing. Now, this is a Caribbean thing, y'all. Don't get upset and mad. See, when it comes to most Caribbean cultures, especially women, a lot of Caribbean women don't even need the makeup anyway. See, they are naturally built that way. They have their skin and all that stuff. It's all natural. So when they add to it, it enhances what's already there. Just saying. See, I've had to learn that. I my wife is from the Caribbean. So I know. Just saying. And that's my point. I mean, you never know. With my show, people just come because you never know what you're going to get on here. You might end up having church for the next 30 minutes. That's how we roll. So, exactly. So you can't go into your Shonda with them big old giant eyelashes. I'm just saying. And it's going in all in your eye and you crying. They thinking you crying because you got hit with another dimension of the spirit, and you crying because your glue's in your eye. Yeah. So See, don't play with me, y'all. Y'all be doing so much. If you got natural beauty, take it from Carrie Ann. You don't need all that extra stuff. Just highlight some stuff, but that's about it. So, no disrespect. I ain't trying to get beat up by the mister. I'm not trying to go through that. But it is true. Caribbean women don't have to work that hard. So don't DM me, ladies that are from the States. Please, I don't want to hear it. I'm just saying. It's just true. But anyway, yes. Now, yes, we do. But I'm just saying, there's certain things that are just distinct. I'm just going to put it that way. I'll put it that way. So, Carrie Ann, we're going to get out of here because I kept you long enough. So, do you have any last words you'd like to tell the family before we go tonight? No problem. And y'all see, you will see myself and Carrie Ann again next month. And I'm not going to mess up the surprise. I'm going to be, I'm going to keep it quiet. But y'all, this is not the last you've seen us like this, but it'll be a little different. But anyway, here's the information, bottom of the screen. Ladies and gentlemen, here's all the information. If you catch the replay later, you can write it down then, but you can catch it right now while we're live in the next 30 seconds. But other than that, Carrie Ann Zamour, God bless you. Thank you so much for coming on the exclusive interview with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. So, family, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see the Psalmist Voice and when you see Carrie Ann at the, no, not the mall, in our backyard, on the trampoline, drinking our tea, getting away, soaking up that sun because we loving our kids and we love our peace and quiet. Walk with us, family. Let's go. We'll see you next time on another exciting episode of the Psalmist Voice interview. We'll be back Wednesday. Don't miss it. God bless you. We'll see you next time. And I'm done. God bless you. Yep. We're off the air. Thank you so much. Well, that's why I'm the most controversial radio guy ever. Because we don't. Yeah, that's our reputation now, so I'm going with it. Yeah. No problem. Yeah. See you then. Bye-bye.